我们继续来查考彼得前书。
Let us continue to study 1 Peter.
彼得前书这是彼得年纪大的时候写的。
1 Peter was written when Peter was advanced in age.
当一个人年纪大，回顾他的一生，都会有很多的感想。
When a person is advanced in age and thinking about back in their lives, they will have a lot of thoughts.
但是最重要的感想是，我们活着一辈子，到底我们得到什么？
But the most important reflection is throughout your life, what have you gained?
所以在圣经里面，我们看到两种人对人生的结论完全不一样。
In the Bible, we can see there are two types of people, and their conclusion to life is different.
所罗门享尽人生的荣华富贵。
And Solomon, he thought about the glory of this life.
他还没有死，回顾他的人生，他觉得这是虚空的。
And when he was recounting his life, he thought this was meaningless.
为什么会虚空？
And why was this so?
当死亡来到，这一些都过去了。
Because when death comes, all of these are in the past.
你可以拥有它，但是不能够永远拥有它。
You can obtain it, but you cannot obtain it forever.
得到的时候感觉到很好，但是失去它的时候感觉到很虚空。
And when you obtain it, you think it is very good, but once you lose it, it is very meaningless.
这个就是我们现在一般人的人生。
And this is the life of most people today.
但是像彼得他活的一辈子。
For Peter, when he lived his life.
他用两个比喻来描写他对人生的体验。
He used two parables to recount his life experiences.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第十三节。
Verse 13, yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. 14, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. 15, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
这里彼得说，我脱离帐篷的时候快到了。
He says it is almost time for him to depart from this tent.
彼得把人生形容作是住在帐篷里面。
So he likened life to living in a tent.
他说我脱离帐篷的时候快到。
He said it is knowing shortly I must put off my tent.
可见我不是帐篷，帐篷不是我。
And that is to say, I am not a tent, and the tent is not me.
有短暂的时间我住在帐篷里面，但是我有一天要从帐篷出来。
And I will live in this tent for a short period of time, but one day I will come out from this tent.
那这个帐篷是什么？
What is this tent?
帐篷就是我们的肉体。
This tent is our physical flesh.
那真正的我就是肉体里面的灵魂。
And the true self is the soul within the tent.
所以我们真正的我有一天要从肉体出来。
And so one day our true self will come out from our physical body.
这个圣经给我们一个新的观念。
This is a new concept given by the Bible.
看得见这是暂时的。
What we can see is only temporary.
就是这个帐篷。
And that is the tent.
看不见的是永远的。
What we cannot see is eternal.
就是这个帐篷里面的真正的我，我的灵魂。
And it is our true self inside the tent.
对一个没有信仰人来讲。
For someone without faith.
帐篷最重要。
The tent is most important.
我的身体最重要。
My body is most important.
我要让我的身体活得很快乐。
I want to live a very happy life.
很满足。
A very satisfied life.
死就完了。
And after I die, it will conclude.
但是如果我们从这个帐篷来看。
But if you look from the perspective of the tent.
原来这个帐篷是很短暂的。
This tent is short-lived.
我们在风景美的地方在那里露营。
When we go camping in a very beautiful place.
三天五天一个礼拜。
We camp there for 3-5 days, even a week.
时间到了，我们就把帐篷拆下来，然后我们就回家了。
And when the time comes, we tear down our tent and we go home.
所以这个帐篷也代表这不是永远住的。
So a tent means that it is not a place of a permanent residence.
我们还是有我们自己的家要回去。
We have our own homes to return to.
有时候我们觉得活在世界上也是不错的。
Sometimes we think it is very good for us to live in this world.
还年轻，一切都到我们的意识来成全，也不错。
And when we are young, everything is going according to our will, so this is pretty good.
哦，但是啊，这个日子不会永久。
But these days are short-lived.
哦，因为帐篷会拆毁。
Because this tent will be torn down.
然后我们就要出来。
And we must come out from it.
但是这个彼得这种想法给他非常的积极。
But this kind of thinking made Peter very proactive.
所以十四节，正如主耶稣指示我的。
So verse 14, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
在主耶稣升天以前呢，他告诉彼得。
Before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he told Peter.
说你现在可以自由来往。
That you are now free.
到你年纪大的时候，人要把你绑起来，带到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you are old in age, people will bind you, and they will take you to somewhere you do not want to go.
如果我们是彼得。
If we are Peter.
会怎么生活？
How do we live?
哇，天天想到，哎呦，耶稣说我要被绑起来带到我不愿意去的地方，可能大概想来想去想到忧郁症了。
I might get depressed thinking that in my days to come I will be bounded and taken to a place that I do not want.
因为圣经明显，这就是指的彼得要怎么死的。
But for the Bible very clearly tells us this is the death of Peter.
但是当一个人想到我就是死，就是脱离帐篷。
But if someone thinks that once they die, they depart from this tent, and I'm going home,
哇，这个就不是很可怕的。
then it is no longer scary.
这是我们最向往的一件事情。
But rather, this is something that we hope for.
所以一个人的信仰带给一个人有很活泼、真实的盼望。
So a person's faith can bring them living hope.
好，那这个盼望会告诉我们怎么来生活。
And this hope tells us how we shall live.
我们看第彼得后书第一章的十五节。
Let us look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
这里说我要尽心竭力，使我你们在我去世的时候纪念这些事。
Here it says that he will be very careful to ensure that they will remember these things.
所以他在年纪大的时候，他很认真的在吩咐下一代。
So when he was advanced in age, he very diligently instructed the next generation.
信仰很重要。
That faith is very important.
有信仰才有盼望。
Only if you have faith, you have hope.
没有信仰就没有盼望。
If you do not have faith, you do not have hope.
没有信仰，人生就是从摇篮到坟墓。
And if you do not have faith, then your life is just from the moment you're born, until your death.
有信仰，人生就是从摇篮到天家，就是这么差。
But the difference is, if you have faith, then your life is from the moment you're born to your heavenly home.
那这个差别就是天跟地的差别。
And the difference is heaven and earth.
我信仰真的太重要了。
That is why faith is so important.
那我们看彼得的另外一个人生观。
Let us look at another concept that Peter had on life.
那我们现在看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2,
十一节
Verse 11, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
这个彼得前书二章十一节说，弟兄们，你们是客旅的，是寄居的。这个地方说我们是寄居的。
Here it says that we are sojourners.
这个寄居就是在一个地方住一段时间了，所以他前面有讲客旅，我们在世界上是做客人。
And so we are sojourners in this world.
那圣经里面讲得更清楚，我们是天上的国民，在地上做客人。
And so the Bible tells us that we are sojourners of this world because our citizenship is in heaven.
我们来看腓立比书的第三章。
If you look at Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
二十一节，二十节，二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 21. He will transform a lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
我们常常想哦。世界这么多国家，移民到哪里最好？
We say that in this world there are so many countries, where is it best to immigrate to?
每一个国家都有问题啊。
Each country has its own problems.
但是有一个国没有问题啊。
But there is a nation that does not have any problems.
这个叫做天上的国度。
And that is the heavenly kingdom.
那圣经说我们就是天上的国民。
So the Bible tells us that our citizenship is in heaven.
所以我们好像那个移民在等候 interview 就到美国来了。我们现在是等候 interview 就到天国了。
So we are just like the immigrants who are waiting for the interview to become a citizen of the United States, but we are waiting for an interview to go to heaven.
那个 visa 就是圣灵。
Our visa is the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵就是表示神接纳我们可以上天国。
Once we have received the Holy Spirit, that means that God has accepted us into His heavenly kingdom.
那什么时候我们可以回到天国去？
When can we return back to heaven?
等候救主耶稣基督从天降临。
We eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣再来是最可怕的一天，但是也是最有盼望的一天。
When Jesus Christ comes again, it will be the most frightful day, but also a day of hope.
最可怕的一天就是空前绝后的事情要发生。
And the most frightful thing is that there will be no hope for those.
主耶稣再来，带着愤怒下来。
And that he will bring his wrath when he comes.
没有人看过他的愤怒。
And no one has seen his wrath.
圣经说，连地上的君王、君君、户户看到耶稣来，连地有洞都要钻下去。
And so when the people come, they will go hide in the ground when they see the wrath of God.
有形质都要被火烧掉。
For all will be destroyed by fire.
这可怕的。
This is very frightful.
但是那一天是最有盼望的。
But that day will be a day of hope.
所以在二十一节。
And that is why in verse 21.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，像我卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体一样。所以这个就是我们盼望。
This is a hope that our bodies will transform into a glorious body.
我们这个身体会衰老，会毁坏。
And our bodies will, it will perish and it will age.
会生病，会犯罪。
We will become sick and we will sin.
主耶稣再来，这个身体要改变成为跟耶稣复活的身体一样。
But when Jesus Christ comes again, our bodies will be transformed into his body when he resurrected.
是荣耀的身体。
It will be a glorious body.
这个是真实的。
This is the truth.
因为主耶稣复活以后显现给五百多个人看了。
Because when Jesus resurrected, he appeared before 500 people.
那如果主耶稣可以复活，
If Jesus Christ can resurrect,
我们受洗里面有主耶稣的生命。
When we are baptized, we have the life of Jesus Christ within us.
又有圣灵的能力在我们里面。
And we have the power of the Holy Spirit within.
我们也可以复活。
So we also can resurrect.
所以我们是天上的国民，在地上做客人。
We are citizens of heaven living in this world.
因此这个叫做寄居，这个叫做做客旅。
That is what it means for us to be sojourners and pilgrims.
所以有的人到美国来生孩子，希望在孩子在美国长大。
Some people come to America to give birth and they want their children to grow up in America.
但是很重要的，我们要让我们的下一代在主里长大。
But the most important is that our next generation can grow up in the Lord.
这样他才能够做天国的国民。
Only then can they be citizens of heaven.
那结束地上寄居的生活，他可以回到天家去。
And once they have finished living in this world, they can return to their heavenly home.
所以对一个基督徒来讲，人生不是虚空的。
And so for a Christian, life is not meaningless.
因为我们是天上的国民。
For we are citizens of heaven.
我们是有活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
我们每一天就是朝着那个目标在前进。
And every day we strive forward towards that.
所以寄居的生活这是圣经里面特别的用语。
And so life as a sojourner is especially described in the Bible.
我们在地上做客人。
That we are only sojourners in this world.
那这个寄居这个生活是从什么时候开始的？
When does our life as a sojourner begin?
好，我们现在来看希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这个地方说，这一些人都是存着信心死的。
And here it says that these all died in faith.
什么叫这一些人？
Who are these people?
就是因着信而有盼望的人。
These are the people who by faith have hope.
什么叫做存着信心死的？
What does it mean to die in faith?
就是在他们死的时候，他们并没有真的得到。
That is, when they died, they had not yet received.
哦，所以下面说，没有得着所应许的。
Not having received the promises.
哦，那虽然在死的时候还没有得到。
And though they did not receive it at the time of their death.
下面说，却从远处望见，而且欢喜迎接。
Having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them.
那承认自己在客旅是寄居的。
And confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
我们再看十四节，请。
Verse 14, for those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
十五节。
15, and truly, if they have called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
这些有信心的人啊，都要找到一个家乡。
These people with faith, they are looking for their home.
哦，但是这个家乡不是他出生地那个家乡。
But it is not a country from which they came out.
所以十三节。
Verse 13.
他们如果想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
For now they desire something that is better, a heavenly country.
哦，如果从中国大陆来，想中国大陆买个机票又回去了。
And so if you're from mainland China, you buy a plane ticket and you can return.
哦，但是十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
But in verse 16, but now they desire better, that is a heavenly country.
是在天上的。
A heavenly country.
它是更美的家乡。
It's a more wonderful, a better country.
所以这个寄居的观念啊，做客人，我们在地上做客人，到最后就是有一个更美的家乡在天上。
So what it means for us as sojourners in this world is that we have a better heavenly country.
这就是我们人啊最大的盼望。
And this is the greatest hope for mankind.
那这个寄居的观念其实是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
And this idea of a sojourner came from Abraham.
我们现在看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
希伯来书第十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
第九节。
9. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise.
这里说亚伯兰蒙召出他的故乡，就是加勒底的乌尔。那个时候他不晓得往哪里去。
And at that time when Abraham departed from his hometown, he did not know where he was going.
那个加勒底的乌尔就是现在的伊拉克，一个镇叫做乌尔。
And he was from a country, a city called Ur, which is now Iraq.
他不晓得往哪里去。
He did not know where he was going.
那第九节。
Verse 9.
他因信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以撒雅各一样。好，这里讲亚伯拉罕第九节。
By faith he dwelt in the land of promises in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob.
这里讲亚伯拉罕到了应许之地就是迦南地。
So here when Abraham went to the land of promise, which is the land of Canaan.
你看很多人到美国来开始就买房子买车子怎么样、希望就住下来了。
A lot of people when they immigrate here, they start to buy houses and cars because they want to settle down here.
但是亚伯兰到了迦南地。
But when Abraham went to the land of Canaan,
他还住在帐篷里面。
He still continued to dwell in tents.
然后、好像一个做客人的一样。
Just like a sojourner.
你看我们做客人就是带一个这个行李拖着就可以上飞机啊。
Yes, a journey, you just take your luggage and you can go on the plane.
生活很简单啊。
You live very simply.
因为不管到哪里就做客几天完了，你要再回家。
Because when you go there for a few days, you will return home.
那为什么亚伯兰已经到了迦南地，他还是好像做客人，生活这么简单呢？
Why is it that Abraham, when he entered the promised land, he still lived a life as a sojourner?
原来啊，他的心已经跑到天国去了。
It's because his heart was already in heaven.
Right, 第十节。
Verse 10. For he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God.
这个地方说，他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造的。这个是什么地方？
What is this place?
这个就是天国。
This is heaven.
所以亚伯拉罕他这个人踏到迦南地丰盛的地，他的心已经到天国。
So when Abraham entered this bountiful land of Canaan, his heart had already gone to heaven.
主耶稣来世界上，他说天国近了。
When Jesus Christ came, he said, the kingdom of God is near.
哦，这个天国就是神的国。
And this is the kingdom of God.
天国，主耶稣把它从天上带到人间。
The kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, he brought it to this world.
哦，然后圣经说，哦，神的国就在你的心里。
And the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is in your hearts.
哦，就是神在作王的地方。
And that is where God reigns.
神充满的地方。
That is where God abounds.
就在你的心里。
It is in your heart.
到罗马书十四章十七节。
When we look at Romans chapter 14, verse 17,
就在提到神的国指的三件事情。
It refers to the kingdom of God, as three things.
我们看罗马书十四章十七节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 17.Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不在乎吃喝，不是用吃喝的方式那一种满足。
The kingdom of God is not satisfied through eating and drinking.
那神的国是什么？
But what is it?
如果神的国实现，有三个感受。
And there will be three things that you will feel.
第一个是公义。
That is righteousness.
公义就从对这个字来的。
It comes from the word right.
就是一切都是对的。
It means that everything is right.
那不对就是罪，对就是我们人的义。
If it is not right, then it is sin. If it is right, it is righteousness.
你看为什么很多家庭会发生问题，里面有很多不对的。
And why is it that some families have problems? Because within your family there's a lot of wrong.
那你怎么知道对不对？
How do you know if it is right or wrong?
神的话标准一打开了一量，对不对就出来了。
You can measure according to the standard of the word of God.
那不对就是不义，不义就神就离开，所以家庭就很多问题。
If it is wrong, then it is, means that it is not righteous, then God would depart, and so there would be a lot of problems in the family.
那我们现在一直明白神的道理，我们一直在调整我们的家庭生活，照神的话来生活。
But if we know the word of God and we are able to adjust our family life according to the word of God,
一切都越来越对了。
Then everything will become more right.
这个叫公义。
This is what righteousness means.
那神就越来越与我们家庭同在。
And God will abide with our family.
有公义，一定会有神的同在。
When there is righteousness, there will be the abidance of God.
所以以赛亚书就是这样讲的。
That is what is said in the book of Isaiah.
公义的果效就是平安。
And that the fruit of righteousness is peace.
所以有时候平安不需要求啊。
And a lot of times you do not need to ask for peace.
只要我们生活在神看起来是有公义的，神就会同在，就有平安。
If we live righteous lives before God, then God will abide with us and we will have peace.
有时候求也求不到。
Sometimes you cannot ask for peace.
如果我们生活没有改变。
Because if we do not change our lives.
在神看起来还是不对的，不义。
Then we are still unrighteous before God.
你祷告，进食祷告，还是没有平安，因为神不会同在。
Then God will not abide with you, even if you fast and pray.
所以神降临的地方，神在作王，他的话在掌管一切，公义就在那里。
Where God reigns and where His, where He controls everything, that is where His righteousness will be.
那下面就是和平。
And next we have peace.
这个和平有两个解释。
There are two explanations of peace.
第一个是人跟神的关系很和睦。
That is, you will have a peaceful relationship between man and God.
第二个是人跟人的关系很和睦。
And a peaceful relationship between one another.
那如果人跟神跟人的关系都很和睦，良心就很平安。
And so, if both relationships you have peace, then you will have peace in your heart.
因为良心不会斥责我们。
Because your conscience will not rebuke you.
就很平安。
So you will have peace.
那如果神跟我们同在。
And if God abides with us.
我们就不会怕，神跟我同在还怕什么？
Then we will have no fear.
神跟我同在，我就不会忧虑。
If we have no fear, if God abides with us, then we will not be anxious.
那个就是平安。
And that is peace.
再来，圣灵充满就很喜乐，很满足。
We will be filled with the Holy Spirit and be filled with joy.
这个叫做在地如天。
And that is what it means, heaven on earth.
所以家庭的幸福从哪里来？
And so how is the, how does a blessed family come from?
如果我们家庭里面有四个人。
If we have four people in a family,
每个人都有神的国在他的内心实现。
And everyone has the kingdom of God in their hearts.
公义、平安、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个家庭就在地如天了。
Then this family will be like heaven on earth.
就是非常的幸福。
They will be very blessed.
那虽然我们在靠信主耶稣是要让我们活着在地如天。
And even though we believe in Christ so that we can live lives like heaven on earth,
好像在迦南地一样,
just like in the land of Canaan,
是牛奶与蜜, 是丰盛的地方,
it is an abundant place flowing with milk and honey.
但是这只不过七八十年了,
but this is but 70, 80 years.
啊, 我们是做寄居的,
for we are just sojourners.
我们到最后还是要回到天上的天国。
In the end, we must return to our heavenly kingdom.
那天国有多好呢?
And how great is heaven?
哦，就是我们在地上最好的都没有办法形容。
The best thing in this world we can't even compare to heaven.
所以我们回到希伯来书十一章。
We return back to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章，亚伯兰到流奶与蜜之地，他的心已经进到天国。
When Abraham went to the land flowing with milk and honey, his heart had already gone to heaven.
那是神所经营、神所建造的。
And that was where God is the builder and maker.
当我们的生命注意力集中往天上的时候，
when our lives are focused on heaven,
你就发现了地上已经不是很重要了。
They will realize that the things of this world are no longer important.
如果我们生活的注意力不在天上，在地上，
but if our focus is not in heaven but on this earth,
那地上就变成很重要了。
Then the things of this earth will become very important.
所以为什么我们可以生活过得很简单，但是还是过得很幸福。
How do we live very simple but blessed lives?
因为我们的注意力是在天上。
Because our focus is in heaven.
那神与我们同在，我们就活得很幸福。
And when God abides with us, then we'll live very blissful lives.
所以寄居这一个字，是告诉我们，我们是做客人的。
And so this sojourner word means that we are just sojourners in this world.
我们的家乡是在天国。
And our home is in heaven.
我们现在来看回来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
十一节。
Verse 11. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
这个地方说我们是客旅去寄居，下面就讲我们的生活态度。
And so this is the attitude we should have in our lives as sojourners and pilgrims.
要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Abstain from fleshly lusts.
我们肉体有很多的欲望。
We have many desires.
那是有一些欲望叫做私欲。
And some of these desires are fleshly lusts.
Lust. 这个私欲是不好的。
These are not good.
那放纵肉体的私欲就是说随便它。
And if we go according to a lust, that means that we follow them.
只要快乐就好，随便他。
As long as we're happy, it doesn't matter.
让这个肉体的欲望牵着我们走。
We allow ourselves to be led by these lusts.
那这禁戒肉体的私欲就是这个欲望要控制。
And to war against them means that we must control them.
不要被欲望控制，要控制欲望。
We should not be controlled by our lusts, but we should control our lusts.
为什么？
Why?
私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Because these lusts war against the soul.
如果我们被它控制了。
If we are controlled by them.
我们犯罪了。
And we sin.
我们就失去天上国民的盼望。
Then we will lose our hope in our inheritance, in our heavenly inheritance.
因为天国是没有罪的。
Because there is no sin in heaven.
所以如果我们放纵私欲，犯了罪，就去不了了。
So if we go according to our lusts, then we cannot go to heaven.
所以为着确保我们可以到天国，越多要保证我们自己可以到天国。
To guarantee that we can go to heaven.
我们的生活要用道理来约束，来节制。
Then we must control our lives with the truth.
这样我们才可以上到天国去。
Then we can go to heaven.
好，我们现在再来看，彼得前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的十六节、十七节。
Verse 16 and 17. Verse 16. Because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy. 17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
这个地方说要存敬畏的心度，度你们在世寄居的日子。
Says that we should have fear throughout the time that we are here.
我们在这个寄居的人生要存敬畏的心。
And so as sojourners, we should live with fear.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
所以我们要敬畏神。
So we must fear him.
这样生活才会圣洁。
Only then can our lives be holy.
那我们才可以回到天国见到圣洁的神。
And only then can we go back to heaven to meet the Holy Father.
所以这个寄居的人生观会演变我们的生活，很简单。
And so the concept of living as sojourners will change our lives.
会演变成为我们的生活会克制我们的肉体的情欲。
And that is that we will be able to overcome our fleshly lusts.
会演变我们在世界上存着敬畏神的心在生活。
And it will allow us to live God-fearing lives.
都是因为我们有一个盼望。
Because we have a hope.
就是活泼的盼望。
That is a living hope.
所以我们是寄居的。
Because we are sojourners.
因为我们是天上的国民，在地上做客人。
Because we are citizens in heaven and we are only sojourners in this world.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
十八首。
18.
我们最后唱十八首的副歌。
We will have our evangelical services and spiritual convocation in a month and a half.
请我们每一天为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us continue for this, continue to pray for this every day.
那如果方便，也带我们一些朋友来教会慕道。
And let us bring some friends to church to seek the truth.
那我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
请我们特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for our ESSC.
求主带领祝福。
That God may guide and bless it.
让我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray in one accord.